Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. Let me go ahead and put this phone on silent. I'm running solo today because, well, I had an event to go to. So, well, not really an event. It was more of a little tequila bottle share, which I had some pretty fucking amazing pours. So yeah, this episode's probably going to be late. It's going to go on the same day usually. It's going to be not at midnight. It's going to go up late, probably like afternoon. But either way, not only did I go to a great event, but it is... Well, first of all, let's talk about the event. I was about to get into that, but then I was like, no, that kind of like segues into the bottles that I'll be pouring, so I can't really talk about that. I got to revisit that Fuente Seca 2020 Blanco. God damn, that shit is so good, dude. Oh, everything about it is just it's a last drop easily for me. It's one of the best Blancos I've had this year. I wouldn't say it's like my favorite, but man, I don't know. There's something about it though. It just comes off as so easy to sip on. That agave burst with that lemon zest or that lime zest, I should say. That man, just love that. Shout out to Tiege too, because he brought something that was really interesting. He brought a Montagave Reposado single barrel. I think it was at 90 proof. That thing got better every time I sipped it. Every time Tiege brings something, it's always like something that catches my eye that he brings. You know, it usually be one bottle, but it's like it's always unique and stuff. And, you know, single barrels on this show, at least for me, have been more hit or miss. For Cody, it's just been like absolute dog shit, which is funny because we'll be talking about that today, actually, because it is mix and match week here in the last drop. But man, I gotta tell you, I'm at a 3.5 on that, but I could easily, I do have some of it, but it's mixed like a motherfucker. If I had some more of that, I probably could easily see myself being bumped up to a last drop. That shit was really unique right there. And I do have more is because I poured an infinity bottle. So Suave, he had some empty Lost Lore bottles, and he said, make an affinity bottle, just tag it with a bunch of stickers. I put, like, you know, a bunch of stickers of my favorite people on there. Tequila Syndicate, University, Tequila Mama, Agave in Essence. So what I did was I mixed this from the bottom all the way to the top. I started with Blancos. Why is this bottle, like, kind of... Oh, this shit's like weirdly shaped at the bottom. Like, okay, whatever. It's like kind of tilty. Like, either way, I started with a bunch of Blancos, mainly only like the high proof Blancos, realistically. And then I stuck some Repos in there. Then I stuck some Añejos, which only like two or three. And then I just finished it off with all the extra Añejos I had. So I'm trying to think of what bottles in there. I put the two G4 Reposados in there, the Dia de los Muertos. I put the Lost Lore Still Strength in there. I put Cabal Añejo. I put the Lost Lore Poca Madre. I put the Yayo Eclipse. I put the Tequila Ocho Extra Añejo. I put Cholo. I put Cholo. I put Zumbador. Oh, I put Tapatio in there. Fuente Seca, I put that in there. I really wish I would have took photos of everything I put in there so I can kind of go into detail more. I think I'm going to save this because we did sip on it a little bit. It actually was pretty fucking solid, so my mixing skills are not that bad. We sipped on it a little bit. Nose was nice. The taste was nice or whatever. So I'm going to let it sit. Maybe I'll pour that next week when Cody's back, and plus it's our fifth week, so it's kind of like it was supposed to be like we were going to like represent a bunch of store picks this year, and we kind of never really did that, so I don't really give a shit now, to be honest. It's just make another mix and match, if you will, like an extra week of mix and match, if you will. So I might pour some of this next week when Cody's back to see what this concoct. Let it sit for another week or so, because it's only fucking barely like 12 hours old at this point now, mixing. But yeah, actually, you know what, look, the color is not bad on there, too. It just looks like an amalgamation of every fucking thing in there. But I can't wait to see what that thing just grows into here. I'm going to try to be quick so I can get this show posted by noon today. speaking of today, I got some dust right there. Man, I need the dust in this office. Speaking of which, it is 8:24, which is Kobe Day. So I got my 8:24 shirt on right now. Oh, and my new 8:24 from my Tequila LA hat. Shout out to them for shooting me this over. It's beautiful. Suede blue on there with the white cap. Can't go wrong with that. You know what? When I did unpack it, though, I did think of, like, he did it for the Dodger blue style. He needs to do a limited edition one. Maybe next year, black and gold, the Mamba style. Because, like, black and gold is my colors. And when I did see it, for some reason, I just thought of black and gold right away. I was just like, why isn't this black and gold? You know, you get the black hat with the gold stitching around the letter. I was like, oh, that would have killed it. That would have killed the game. I'm going to have to reach out to them and be like, yo, Jimbo, hit us with that black Mamba right there. So it is Kobe Day here. One of the finest of L.A.'s Lakers players. Rather he would have passed or not, which he passed away about 6 years ago now. It was 2020, so kind of started the year off shitty, realistically. So rather he would have passed or not, 8:24 was already cemented because, you know, that was his two numbers. He was number 8 first, and which was, he was a good player, but then he became number 24, which I call him better. I think he said this quote or somebody else said this quote. 24 was a better ball player than number 8, and I completely agree with that. Completely fucking agree with that. But so what I'm doing right now, I'm about to throw that fucking iPad because, good Lord, I'm getting all kinds of fucking notifications and stuff like that. So I have two store picks right here. I'm not going to do both because I kind of don't fucking want to. Because I just don't want to revisit it. I got two store picks here. Great Press, my old store back in the day. Used to shop there regularly. I think the last time I've been there, honestly, Cody drove me there. Funny enough, it had to have been like end of 2019 or 2020. Because I remember we rode the 91 freeway. And that motherfucker almost ran over a drop box. What was it? Post box? Fuck, they call those things. A mailbox. Yeah, I was like, what is it called again? Yeah, mailbox. It was just in the street. Or something was in the street. I don't remember. It was like a basket or some shit like that. Whatever it may be. But he took me to get a 14-year-old Smoke Wagon private barrel. That thing is extremely rare. I still have that bottle. Crazy. I still have it. It's going for a crazy amount, too, if you sell it. It's like over like $1,500 or some shit like that. I have not opened mine yet because I tried it. My thing is, when I already tried something, if I buy a bottle, I tend to not really open it right away. This was just going to be so funny about this one is because I tried this right in the store. I was friends with them, so, you know, they hooked me up. And plus, I think, if I'm not mistaken, so they released this Kobe bottle, first of all. Let me just get a story. They released this Kobe bottle. It was a 1792 foolproof. This was when 1792 was coming out, and it was hot. I mean, I think I had just finished my barrel pick of it. Which I think was like 2015, 2016. They were hot. And I ain't gonna lie, they were good too. It was great to have this too because, you know, Buffalo Trace products was starting to get a little difficult to find, especially in the Weller and Stag territory. And Colonel Taylor for that matter. Still findable if you were an alcoholic like myself, but if you were a newbie getting into it, it might be a little bit things hard. These got released and they were readily, easily available, easily to find. They were very well priced. I think they were going for like 40, 50 bucks or whatever. I don't know how much they go for now. Personally, I kind of don't give a fuck neither. I am so sick of seeing this goddamn bottle. And Great Price had the best fucking stickers ever when they did their single barrels. Best fucking store picks ever, man. Their Eagle Rare store picks were out of this world, whatever. Their Weller store picks, especially the 107s. Oh, man. I thought their 107s was even better than their foolproofs there. So they did this Kobe 1 LA Greatness. They put the 8 where the EA should be, and they had Kobe with the ball out, that famous shot right there. I love that fucking photo right there. I love that image. I didn't really put a dent in this bottle. You can tell I probably was sipping on it for like 2 days. It's like barely hitting where foolproof sits and stuff like that. So the next year, they opened up a second store in Mission Viejo, if I'm not mistaken. I drove out there to go check it out. But not only to go check it out, is because they were doing their back-to-back store pick of the 1792 Foolproof. And they did another Kobe one, back-to-back greatness. I like the first one more as far as the sticker goes. This one's cool, too. I kind of was, like, keeping this, honestly. I guess I didn't. Oh, there's a flake floating around in my shit. I see it right there. You know what? Oh, that must be from the cork. Oh, that's going to be interesting. So I guess I never really opened it because I thought I was going to probably gift it. I have a buddy. Shout out to you, Muhammad. He's a big Kobe fan. And I was thinking of giving this to him. And we're supposed to meet up this week. And I thought, I still can't give it to him. I guess, whatever. I'm going to open it for this show. I got this bottle, I want to say, either 2016 or 2017. It is still sealed up, haven't touched it. I see a flake floating around here. That clearly came from the fucking cork. Back before synthetic corks were popular. We're going to pop this bad boy open. Like I said, I got the part one sitting here, too. I remember enjoying that, but I am so just like desensitized from 1792 Foolproof now at this point. I kind of just don't want really shit to do with them. And you know what the thing is? They're probably not even bad. But I have a shit ton of 1792's Foolproofs that are not opened. Because I just don't really care to have any of them. And plus, I think they were like, you know, the store picks that they just felt kind of special to me at the time. Because of, you know, who did the bottles and stuff like that. So that's why I just kind of never opened them. Where the fuck is my glass at? Oh, there we go. Got everything else on this damn desk but a fucking glass. Oh, shit. Okay, thank God. Woof. I was a little concerned there. I was like, oh, man, that cork. All right. Cork's still intact. You know what? I might swap a 1792 cork just in case. And you know what the thing is? Take my bias out of it. Because I'm about to be biased as hell. I fucking hate this bottle. I can't stand looking at it. I'm sick of seeing it. It's kind of like what we talked about a few weeks ago with the symbiote and the Phoenix. I don't want to see that shit for so long now. I'm so over that shit. I feel the same way about these fucking bottles. They are like it's like they want to be allocated, but they don't at the same time. It's like, you ain't even that damn good enough to be fucking allocated, first of all. Take my biases away. The bottle's beautiful. Like, the shape of it is cool. It's very easily heldable. You can hold this shit, like, really nice. You know, get a good grip on it. It's a Foolproof. Comes from Sazerac. I mean, you can't go fucking wrong with it. It's got that gold cap on there. They changed the little sticker here, depending on which one you get. Personally, I like the black one more, and I think the Foolproof is the better one. I think that Sweet Wheat tastes like shit. What the fuck is that other one I have? We did it on this show, too. I got rid of it. I was looking up on that top shelf. Yeah, I got rid of it. I was trying to remember what it was. It has the yellow. Oh, man, what was that? I didn't like that neither. I don't remember what I gave it on the show. We did that back in, like, 2019, I think, or something like that. I must have probably gave it a pass. I probably gave it like a 2. I hope I gave it a 2. If I was to do it today, I'd probably give that shit a 1. Or fuck it. So, like, I'm sniffing this thing, and, like, you know, I'll get the positives out of the way is more. If you are just getting into bourbon, and Buffalo Trace products are just, like, really fucking hard to get your hands a hold, they don't really do too many Buffalo Trace store picks. Shit, they don't even really do too many Eagle Rare store picks now. I remember those things used to flood the market. And Eagle Rare 10 is like, what, I think they call it Alley. It's like $70 or some shit like that. I think you can get it for 50. $70 and stuff. A little steep. I'm not going to lie. A little steep. But Eagle Rare 10 is a solid pour. You probably can find some Colonel Taylor's small batches for, like, I'm about to throw that fucking iPad. Like, that beeping noise is bothering the shit out of me or whatever. I forget that I have to mute everything on my desk because every fucking electronic on here is plugged up into something and whatever. But you can find small batches maybe for like $50. I think the lowest they go, you probably could see them as 70 if you're desperate. I wouldn't pay that, but hey, to each his own, I guess. You can get some barrel proofs for cheap. Like, you can get them for 150, 160. I've seen some cheaper, but you know, you got to kind of stare at them for a little bit. And 150 is not bad for it at all. But so these are like, you know, easily findable and available. So if you're just getting into it and you want to get into like a little bit of Sazerac Buffalo Trace, you can't go wrong with a foolproof on it, you know? This comes at 62.5, which is like 125 proof. So you could find a single barrel. I don't know if I would fuck with a single barrel. I mean, I guess you could go to a Total Wine and get. I definitely don't get fucking Bevmo single. Their single barrel tastes like ass. I wouldn't even buy. I don't think Cody reviewed it, but I think Cody bought one from Bevmo. I think that was his last time shopping at that. Did he get a Wilderness Trail too? That's another one I fucking can't stand either. But I think that was his last time. That was years ago too. I mean, years. That had been like 2018, I think, or something like that. So, but I would recommend going ahead and getting this. You know, obviously there's better bottles out there, but if you want to get into that. So on the nose, caramel and sugar right away. It has got like some sugar on that thing, on that thing like that. You know, it is brown sugar at that too. Comes off as kind of buttery and like bready too as well. You kind of get some like some bread notes on there. You know, it's funny, someone last night at the tequila event was asking, like, how do you guys do that with your noses and tell everything? One thing about alcoholics, too, is, at least for me, is we eat a lot. And if you eat as much as different types of foods as we eat and shit like that, then, like, you know, it just kind of comes together realistically. But always kind of starts with the, okay, you know what? That iPad, you about to get fucking thrown. Because, like, hey, it's fucking, fuck out of here. Yeah. Anyway, people are like, why don't you just mute it? Why you gotta fucking... Because I stupid sometimes. There's like a little citrus zest on there too as well. Oh, you know what? There's some tobacco hints on there too. I'm getting that little burnt BMW leather seat stain right there. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Definitely some oak. That's definitely there. And then, like, you get those, I think this is a 1792 standpoint, if I can remember. You get, like, granny apples on here. Definitely green apple. Granny Smith green, right? I can't remember. I don't fucking eat apples, so I wouldn't know. That's a lie. I eat everything that has apple involved, cause, apple fritter or apple pies, they're my fucking favorites or whatever, but I just don't eat apples by themselves. It's like my least desirable fruit, I guess. Eat them so much as a kid, you know, you're like, oh, I don't really want that now, you know. Well, shit, I couldn't afford, like, dragon fruit. Let's go ahead and sip this thing now. Sip this thing now. Tell you what, I didn't know I had some mucus in my nostrils or a little backed up there, but I felt that shit just cleared up as soon as I sipped this thing. So yeah, if you need to clear up, if you got any leftover allergies or a cold or anything like that, yeah, your nose kind of gets cleared up right there. Okay, there's some goodness in here, but they fuck it up, like I said. I gotta tell you, they fuck it up. That sweetness, I actually like that. I actually like that a lot. That little sweetness there, especially on the finish, because it kind of hits the beginning part of the finish there, and it also, hold on. I'll put that there. Is that where my Green Lantern ring is at? Because I gotta start wearing that thing. You know, it's Green Lantern season every Sunday and shit. It's trying to do that sweetened spice, which makes everything nice, but the spice is definitely overpowering, and honestly, the spice isn't that goddamn good. Like, I don't really care about the spice. It's the oak, too, is kind of, Yeah. Yeah, the oak is like too, it's like a little tobacco-y. It comes off as kind of dry. It also dries out the sweetness, which I don't like, because that little hint of sweetness there, it blends very well with the caramel. It's really nice. So the palate, like, I'm picking up, there's oak all over this fucking thing. I mean, on the palate and finish, you just get oak. But there is like a little nice sweet caramel flavor in it. It's really nice. You're getting that molasses, moasses. There's a tobacco spice there. It's heavy on the tobacco as well. There is like this like sweet banana or cherry, I should say. Both flavor notes hitting there. It has this really nice little soft, I don't want to say complexity in there, but like a soft bit of richness, and I really enjoy that part and aspect of it. By the way, I believe these are aged at 8.5 years, so for a good year. Actually, it tastes like it's under 10, but in that like higher than 5 range, so yeah, it's like right in the middle. It could be like 7 to 8, but I believe these are like 8.5 years though. Yeah, see, okay, the palate. That oak and tobacco, I think I would prefer that more on the finish than I would on the palate. Because of the tobacco spices, they kind of overpower that sweetness. And it's trying to get this little sweet and spicy, but everything else is just beating that sweetness away to where you're getting a faint hint of it that you enjoy. But it's so brief that it kind of makes you forget about it, too, in a way. Because, like, I just took that third sip right there, and I was just like, oh, I'm not even thinking about that now. Because that oak and tobacco and the spices just taken over. And, honestly, it comes off as fucking generic. Like, imagine going to the store, and you're buying, like, you looking for Coca-Cola. Ain't got no fucking Coca-Cola, though. It ran out. It's all gone. So you just got to settle for the Coca-Cola where the can just say soda. Like in the fucking old cartoons or whatever and shit. That's what this tastes like. It's like, it's like the most generic tobacco and most generic oak they can find, you know. It's almost like they took the oak off a barrel, carved that shit out, and just poured it in there, you know. I don't like that. Okay, so, but in the finish, See, I wish they would have flip-flopped. Because I'm getting more of the little bit of the sweetness more on the finish now. But it's so spicy on the beginning, and it kind of takes away from it a little bit. I wish they would have had the sweetness more in the palate area and the spice going down more on the finish instead of, like, overpowering every part of the pour here. You get the hints of the bourbon vanilla. You're getting vanilla in there as well, too. There's caramel, spice, tobacco. I kind of almost everything you get on the palate, realistically. There's not really much of a change. I get a little hint of banana and cherry on the palate as well, too, but like very small hints. The fruits and sweetness are really just the caramel is even over the fruits, but it's not even close to the tobacco and the oak. So even that's like in the middle. And the fruits are at the bottom, and then like the artichoke, the charred oak, and everything is like high at the top. This is not perfectly balanced for me, but it's not awful neither. Honestly, though, the more I sip on it, though, it's got me actually thinking about other foolproofs. This is just not, it's not good. It's not good. I don't know why. I looked at myself in my iMac over there, and it just kind of just went like, be real with yourself. It's like, yeah. If I'm doing a comparison to other foolproof, mainly the Weller foolproof, if you will, it's not really good. It's not really good at all. There's like hints of goodness in here, but like overall, it's kind of, you know what it's making me feel? It's like, what's the point? Like why am I drinking this? I know why I'm drinking it right now on the show. It's, you know, it's a review content. Got to put something out there. If I didn't do this show, oh my God, I would have parted ways with this shit right away, you know? I mainly keep these bottles now just because of the stickers look awesome on them. That's about it. I'm sure the great press people are like saying, just try it already. You got to sit in there. I don't want to. It's already early and drinking this bullshit. The more I sip this, actually, the more I'm kind of like getting disappointed by it. I got to be honest. And I'm getting disappointed because I could see like potential in there. And it is more in the sense of like, what the fuck? And to the point that, like, if you see the bottle, even though I just poured the glass, it looks like it's clearly still full and that I haven't touched it. And if I was to reseal it back up, I can gift that shit right away. I will say, too, you know, I would never tell a new whiskey drinker to go straight to foolproof neither anyway, because, you know, a little bit higher ABV there. Yeah, I don't think this is inviting either. I don't think it's inviting to even some whiskey drinkers that are experienced, because, oh, I take that back. Whiskey drinkers tend to like the spice and the proof and all that shit. For me, I'm more of a flavor guy, and this is just like, the and because well, their full proofs have way more flavor than this on their single barrels. Shit, if I was to do a grape press, which I have three of them, full Weller full proofs right now, compared to this, miles and leaps better. So yeah, I'm not. The more I sip this, I still have some in the glass, so I should just finish it before I even give my final thoughts. God damn, yeah, see, that fucking annoys me. Every time I swallow, that spice just amplifies and just, like, caramel dissipates. The sweetness is gone. What the fuck is this cable for? You know what? No, that's not for that. What the fuck is this for? Okay. I just be having shit on this day. I don't even know what it's for. Yeah, like, the spice just overtakes it, and that fucking annoys the hell out of me, because, like, when it's in the mouth, you could see, like, oh, this could be something, and then, like, you finish it, and you're just like, eh, all right. That was the final sip. Yeah, all right, I think I'm over it now. I definitely can see people liking it. Some of the whiskey drinkers I know liking it, because like that proof is there and everything. That spice carries on the tongue and start. It works from the beginning of the tongue all the way to the finish too, and it's spicy. It's heavily spicy. Like you getting those peppers and everything right away. For me, I don't like when it dissipates and takes away from everything else that it's adding in there. I don't like that. To me, that's just not really well balanced at all. Because if that was the case, why even add that other shit? I guess you only add that other shit just to balance out the spice, or it ain't that overpowering or whatever. But that's just kind of boring to me then, if you're just doing that. I don't want that. So, yeah. Ooh. Damn. I'm going to give it just a half a point just because the sticker's cool. But I'm gonna go a 1.5 on this. I was thinking of a 1, but I'll go 1.5 because that sticker is cool. So for bottle design aesthetics, if you will, I'll give it an extra half a point there. But for the juice itself, I was thinking when I first sipped this, and I was kind of excited a little bit. I was like, oh, we're revisiting an old favorite, if you will. And I was like, I could easily see a 2, maybe a 2.5, if you will. Then I sipped on it, and I was just like, okay, I'm in that 2 range. Then it started dropping the more. I was just like, all right, it's kind of going to 1 now. I don't know. I was like, oh, it dropped. Yeah, it kind of stayed with that 1, too. I was like, it's not getting better. Yeah, I mean, some people, if you're in the higher proofs and spice, this probably might be right up your alley. I feel like with a rye, that would have been much better, which, funny enough, I think they just released a rye, 1792, and they did a cognac barrel release too. I had an opportunity to get that one. I stared at it for a second and I was just like, maybe I should get it. And then I chuckled and said, why the fuck would I do that? why would I do that? I think it was like 50-60 bucks. I can't remember. I don't see that shit anywhere now. So I was like, oh, that was the reason why I was thinking about it. That's sort of, I was like, I know it's probably gonna sell off the shelves right away and nobody's gonna be able to get it. I should just get it for the show. And then I just kind of shook my head laughing, like, fuck out of here. And I could taste that better cognac barrel releases. Yeah, I'm going to give this a 1.5. I mean, If I wasn't staring at that sticker right now, I could easily drop this back to a 1 because this juice was just so boring as fuck. So, Mohammed, you got a bottle coming your way. It's all yours, bro. Take it. I don't want any. I would say clear some shelf off my space, but or clear some shelf off my space. Good Lord. Must be still drunk. Clear some space off my shelf. But these bottles are so small and perfect. They literally fit on that top shelf where I could only fit glasses, Blanton's, and 1792. I think Hennessy White is up there too. So I can only fit like really tiny small bottles up there. So it fits perfectly to where it's not really taking up space, to be honest. I mean, unless I wanted to just buy more glasses and stick it there. But nonetheless, though, yeah, I'm going to get out of here now. God, that kind of fucked my morning up a little bit now. That's why I'm thinking about going back to a 1. But I'll keep it at a 1.5. We'll just keep it at that and go on about our day because this was not interesting at all. Man, 2 back-to-back whatever pours here. So with that said, anything else? I'm trying to think. I think that's about it, people. So nonetheless, Godfather Whiskey, JB right here. We'll be back next week. You get that 5th week of the month. It's whatever. Mix and match, whatever. You know, bring whatever you want. Cody will be back on unless something comes up. I don't think anything's going on, so yeah, I'll definitely... Yeah, Cody should be back on because I don't have anything going on unless something last minute pops up or I just completely forget. And which I have because there's been so many fucking things I've had to do that I've just blanked out on. So, nonetheless, Godfather Whiskey, I'm JB. Like I always say, livers will never be the same. Glasses, never be dry.